welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Listen to this, Sam. This is one of those things that make you say, oh, really? Close to 500,000 Americans die annually from the effects of smoking or secondhand smoke, making it the leading preventable cause of death in the U.S. What?
That's crazy. But also, I'm not surprised.
Well, but I'm saying, after all of these decades, that there's been a battle and a fight to get people to understand the dangers of tobacco and the fact that it's still legal, and the fact that that many people are still dying from cigarettes and tobacco. Sam, at the same time, the people are saying you shouldn't want to smoke any weed. Why are we allowing people to smoke weed? Nobody can point to statistics that say 500,000 people are dying from smoking marijuana.
I just hear tobacco.
So why is it that we know 500,000 people are dying from smoking cigarettes and tobacco, and that's okay, but we want to raise such a ruckus of people who smoke marijuana? That's another one of those things that make you say, really?
Or, you know, even just alcohol in general. Exactly. Tobacco, alcohol, it's all fine.
The Biden administration this week launched a broadside attack against big tobacco in an effort to break its hold over millions of Americans. The Food and Drug Administration on Tuesday announced it will seek a rule forcing dramatic reduction in the amount of nicotine in cigarettes. I bet those of you who are listening in this audience thought that we had kind of gotten over the hump with cigarettes and tobacco in this country. Those of you who've been around a little while, remember when we first started seeing the commercials that challenged Salem. How many of you remember Lucky Strikes, Camels? When you look at all of the people who have died from tobacco, if we were somehow able to put all those figures together of all the lives that were lost because of the fact that we knew tobacco was killing people, and we let it continue to go even to this day, we still know that tobacco is killing people. And yet, well, we'll put it on the package. We'll put it in writing. You got us. You know, I'm the tobacco industry. Okay, all right. Uncle, you got us. You know, you caught me. Yes, you're right. We've been doing these things. Instead of the government saying, hey, wait a minute, we're not going to let you poison the American people anymore, they agreed to a compromise. We'll put on the package, cigarette smoking may be dangerous to your health. Well, if it's dangerous to your health and you know it's dangerous to the people's health, then stop manufacturing it and stop selling it to the people. Well, we don't want to do that, freedom. We don't want to take away people's freedoms and people's rights.
Or that fat truck.
Yeah, but that's in essence what it is. But they'll hide behind people's rights.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to take that away. People have a right to die from smoking cigarettes if they choose. Well, people aren't making the decision to die from smoking cigarettes. It's the fact that they've been hooked because of what you put in the tobacco. Maybe you all don't know that they put a chemical on the tobacco that addicts you to it. And everybody's known that forever. they don't want to let you get away with just liking to smoke a cigarette. They want to make sure you keep coming back. And so they add a chemical to the tobacco. So should the tobacco companies be allowed to continue to do that? Well, yeah, they are. Because again, as Tom Nelson and I were talking about, that tobacco lobby is stronger than the 500,000 people, who die a year from tobacco. Now, listen to this. 1,300 Americans a day dying from tobacco-related causes, even though 1,300 Americans a day die from tobacco-related causes. How can that be when they so many people have given up smoking cigarettes? I used to smoke cigarettes. I used to smoke weed. I've been able to overcome both. But I was able to give up smoking cigarettes because once I started realizing, hey, look, and reading what it was doing to me, I wanted to live, right? They put stuff on it to addict you to it. Why can't we as a society do what's in the best interest of our people? It's what I constantly talk about. You know, why can't we prevent and force these tobacco, the tobacco industry, to do something to stop poisoning the American people? I get it. You know, you're all right. I know many people who died from lung cancer. You know, not recently, but going back 30 years, people who died from lung cancer, from throat cancer. And yet, it's still going on. I always wonder if things will ever change in this country. The older I get, the more I realize they're not going to change because we live in a country that is again, it believes that he who has the most gold rules and that money is the god of this nation. That's what's at the root of all of it. But anyway, thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Sam, for another good week. I'm going to get out and enjoy the weather. I don't care if it's cutting grass or planting some flowers. I'm going to be out of the house and moving around. You should do the same. I'll be back on Monday. Thank you, everybody who made the show go. Sam, I'll see you. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.